For many conservatives, the election is all about finding a candidate committed to shrinking the size of government and cutting taxes, spending, and regulations on business. While some of the candidates advocated for Medicare or Medicaid reform, Republican member of Congress Dr. Ron Paul of Texas wants no government Medicare. CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer moderated the debate and asked what Paul would do for an uninsured man in a coma.
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
No. I practiced medicine before we had Medicaid in the early 1960s when I got out of medical school. I practiced at Santa Rosa Hospital in San Antonio, and the churches took care of them. We never turned anybody away from the hospital. And we've given up on this whole concept that we might take care of ourselves, assume responsibility for ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, our churches would do it. This whole idea, that's the reason the cost is so high.
Texas Governor Rick Perry had a lead in a recent CNN straw poll, but came under fire for issuing an executive order to require young girls in Texas to receive vaccinations for STDs. Perry stood behind his intention, but said in retrospect he would have done things differently.
If I had it to do over again, I would have done it differently. I would have gone to the legislature, worked with them. But what was driving me was obviously making a difference about young people's lives. Cervical cancer is a horrible way to die.
Minnesota Congressmember Michelle Bachmann criticized Perry for taking a $5,000 donation from drug company Merck.
The drug company gave thousands of dollars in political donations to the governor, and this is just flat out wrong.
All right. But Perry maintained his good intentions.
And it was a $5,000 contribution that I had received from them. I raise about $30 million. And if you're saying that I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended.
Bachmann also thought that Perry had given young girls in his state no choice.
I'm offended for all the little girls and the parents that didn't have a choice. That's what I'm offended for.
When asked to clarify whether this program was a governmental mandate, Perry told CNN moderator Wolf Blitzer that the program was opt-in. Today, Bachmann is accusing Perry of crony capitalism, but former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum even rebuked Perry's intentions.
Ladies and gentlemen, why do we inoculate people with vaccines at public schools? Because we're afraid of those diseases being communicable between people at school. And therefore, to protect the rest of the people at school, we have vaccinations to protect those children. Unless Texas has a very progressive way of communicating diseases in their school by way of their curriculum, then there is no government purpose served for having little girls inoculated at the force and compulsion of the government. This is big government run amok. It is bad policy, and it should not have been done.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has made a point to portray himself as more moderate than Perry, who had called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Romney called for reform in both Social Security and health care.
I wouldn't repeal it. I'd reform Medicare and reform Medicaid and reform Social Security to get them on a sustainable basis, not for current retirees, but for those in their 20s and 30s and early 50s.
Ron Paul said that more money would be available for health programs by cutting military spending on long wars overseas. But when Paul pointed out the role of U.S. foreign policy in motivating the 9/11 attacks, many in the audience erupted.
Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda have been explicit. They have been explicit, and they wrote and said that we attacked America because you had bases on our holy land in Saudi Arabia. You do not give Palestinians a fair treatment, and you have been bombing. I didn't say that. I'm trying to get you to understand what the motive was behind the bombing. At the same time, we had been bombing and killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqis for 10 years. Would you be annoyed? If you're not annoyed, then there's some problem.
All right, we're going to stay on this subject. We have a question.
Tea Party Express member Sahar Hakmati came to America from Afghanistan when she was young. When she asked what the candidates would do for Afghani women, former Utah Governor John Huntsman pointed out that America needs to do more to help people in the U.S.
We don't need 100,000 troops in Afghanistan nation building at a time when this nation needs to be built. We are of no value to the rest of the world if our core is crumbling, which it is in this country.
But Huntsman did not advocate for immediate withdrawal of troops.
We can get it done. But we have to make sure that the Afghan people increasingly take responsibility for their security going forward.
The debate aired on CNN last night, and the candidates also discussed immigration, jobs, the economy, and energy policy. You can find more about the debate on our website at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.